Hey everybody, Dave Basulto, FilmmakingCentral.com. I'm here in Adobe Premiere Pro CS5. And I wanted to answer a question that Syed had in the Facebook page. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, Syed. And you were asking how you knew how to add audio and video transitions, and you wanted to learn how to do effects. It's really simple. It's actually a drag in Premiere Pro CS5. And by a drag, I mean go into the media browser area down here, and the third panel in is the effects panel. And inside you will see all your effects under video effects, and there's a lot of them. And if you click on this little icon here, it will show accelerated effects only. So if you have a CUDA card and you want to use accelerated effects, real-time playback, these are the ones you can use, and there's a lot of them. So let's turn that off for a minute and go back into video effects. Now it is such a drag, I mean, you can just click on, let's say for example, this footage I have here, it's a guy in front of a green screen, and right behind him is just a plate. And let's take a look at this really quick, the footage. The top footage, the green screen, if I go to my properties, this is a red file, R3D, it is raw. 2816 by 2304. Okay, raw red file in my Premiere Pro timeline. Scrubbing. No problem. And then below is my Canon 5D footage. So you can mix and match, it plays it all. Let's turn the red off for a second. Here's the Canon footage. Plays it all back in real time. So, for example, now, if you want to key this guy out, you would just go into the keying area right here. And there's a bunch of keyers, but I highly recommend you trying the Ultra Key. It is tremendous. And all you need to do, and let me just make this a little bigger. All you need to do is click and drag onto, you see the little plus sign, let go. And if you go up into your effects control panel up here, you'll see it says Ultra Key now. So that has been added. And then from there, you just need to go, not to get into a tutorial on Ultra Keying, but you just need to go and get the eyedropper and find a color that you want to key out, and it's done. And then let's say I want to scrub this. And there it is. Now, let's say behind the plate there, I want to add, I'm going to click on the footage of the plate. And let me turn off the green screen guy for a second. So he's keyed. Pretty damn good job, right? And let's say I want to go into my blur and sharpen. So let's go into just Gaussian blur and we'll add that. You see the plus sign again. I'm going to blur this out a little bit. So it's not too sharp. And you can just drag your cursor across. That might be a little much. Maybe something like that. Let's turn the green screen back on. Now it looks a little out of focus, which is kind of cool. So I didn't have to have it in focus. Looks like the guy's in focus, but the background's not. So that's how simple it is, just clicking and dragging onto the footage. Up here in your effects control will be your latest effects. Same thing with audio. You just have to go to audio effects and choose if you're 5.1 stereo or mono and click and drag those on. I'll just do a brief one. We went into stereo and let's just say you wanted to add something for volume. You would just click and drag that on and the volume. Well, actually there's no audio there, so that's not going to work. I'll go into my mono. And we'll find the volume. And I'll drag it into the volume. And let's see. Is that letting me? Oh, there it is. So really simple to do, guys. Click and drag, adding effects in Premiere Pro CS5. Really easy. And you can stack them all. So now if I went into... let's say the top layer, maybe you want to color correct the guy a little bit. make him a little more contrasty. So I'm going to click on brightness and contrast. I'm going to drag that on. You'll see the plus sign again. And I'll close up Ultra Key, and here's my brightness and contrast. And maybe I'll just bump up his contrast a little bit. That's a lot, but you get the point. So really simple to do in Premiere Pro CS5, adding effects. And I'm Dave Basulto. If you haven't had a chance, check out Premiere Pro has a switch page. If you're a Final Cut user and looking to move over to Premiere Pro, it's an excellent place to find out a ton of information and reviews. You can also use the trial from here, and it's a great, great program. Adding effects to Premiere Pro CS5 footage. I'm Dave Basulto. Thanks for looking.